All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. We've got an incredibly busy day here with corporate updates. Seems like a lot of people want to chat about nickel exploration updates, copper exploration updates, and gold exploration updates, all the things. And so I got a very busy few hours here, but that's the name of the game here. So we're going to start off the day with an update with Sam Walding, CEO of Infinico Metals. This is a company that we introduced a while ago, actually, in 2023 here. And we spent a lot of time talking about the Nokobi project there in Val-d'Or, Quebec, which is copper cobalt project. The company has done its first couple drill holes, and we've gotten those results out. That first drill hole, 51.9 meters of 1.37% nickel, 0.38% copper, and 418 parts per million cobalt. And there's some PGEs in there as well, and it's real close to surface. So let's get down to the discussion about what they found with that first drill campaign. Sam, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, hi, Trevor. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, all right. So that first drill, those first drill holes in the ground, you got some first results out. I mean, did you see what you expected to see?
Well, I mean, to be honest, like you said, last time I spoke to you back in November, that's when we were raising money for this drill program. We've conducted the program back in January, February, earlier this year. And I mean, it's much more than we expected, to be honest. We have significantly upgraded anything that's been identified on this property and the historic results. So as you said, first drill hole there, 1.37% nickel over 52 meters, and that's really from surface. So it's really quite an impressive drill hole, that is, for a first hit, a 1,100-meter drill program. And I mean, this was a first pass drill program. We were looking to try and really understand that known mineralization there that was identified back in the 1960s. The best historic result on that property was around about 35 meters at 0.9% nickel. So we believe here that we've really identified something quite significant and have upgraded the potential of this property really quite significantly.
With that historic data, what did you do differently? I mean, what brought this better grade at the drill hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. So we spent a good amount of time prior to this program actually compiling all of that historic data and modeling it out and creating digital models to try and understand the body. So our aim was to really try and drill through the thickness of that mineralized body and understand where it was going at depth and the type of geological features that it was demonstrating. So the way we placed these holes were to try and intercept that thickness, which is really what we believe we've done in that first drill hole. Hole number three also hit the bottom edge there, and that was targeted to try and understand the very lower depth extent that had previously been drilled, so we can trace this thing going forward. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to establish the geological context in how this mineral body sits now, and it allows us to really go forward with our next program and chase the thing down to depth and out to the strike extent, so down plunge.
Okay, so you are raising cash here, about $1.5 million on the back of this program. I assume that takes you into whatever this phase two might be. Maybe discuss that financing, what you're trying to raise, what the terms of that are, and what that gets you for this next campaign.
Yeah, so I mean, earlier this month we announced this financing. So we're trying to raise $1.4 million in total. That will complement what we've already got or what we've got left over in the bank. And that will be going towards, so the proceeds of that raise will be going towards the next phase two drill program at Nokobi. And we're looking to put in around about 2,000 meters. The aim of that drill program is to be testing the geological model that we've now been able to show in the first program. We've got the down plunge extent going to the north that has never been tested with historic drilling. It's completely wide open. We've put in the most northerly drill hole on this property where we've had short intersects of magmatic sulfide mineralization. So this is something that really needs testing. We've also got geophysical features that we identified in that previous drill campaign. So I think I mentioned it when I was last on this show. At the time, we were conducting borehole geophysics as we drilled these holes. So we were probing the holes, measuring the conductivity below the surface, which is correlated with nickel-copper mineralization. We've been able to identify very, very high conductance features at depth. So they're about 100 meters deeper than we've previously drilled or anyone's previously drilled, and about 80 meters outboard. And we've got five or six of these features across the property now. So these are hard, direct drill targets that are fitting in with our geological model. And if we can drill these and come up with the goods, then we're starting to really significantly expand the size of this mineral body and start to show that there is potential for this to become a really significant property and project.
Yeah, you did publish that news release late April about the borehole electromagnetic conductors you found. You kind of put up some graphics and some data showing where those targets are going to be. So you're looking at some pretty meaningful step outs here to show the size and scale of Nokobe. I mean, and you mentioned the depth of these. I mean, you're not drilling incredibly deep. You know, what is 100 meters below the previous depths that you just finished?
Yeah, so I mean, our drill program was like, well, mineralization is largely from surface here, so six meters depth, that's where we were intersecting, and it was down to about 60, 70 meters. The deepest drill holes on the property, the vertical holes on the historic grid, they're getting on for around about 100, 120 meters. So that's really the depth extent that's being tested properly. We're looking at EM plates that are sitting at around about 250 meters depth directly down plunge, down depth extent of this known mineral body. So, I mean, if we can start to show, we know we've got the grades on this property. So, I mean, in that first drill campaign, we were getting individual assay grades of up to 8% nickel and 3.7% copper. So if we can repeat anything like that kind of grade at 250 meters depth and a step out, say an 80-100 meter step out, then the size of this mineralization is really starting to look exciting and become a proper project, I think.
Yeah. You did have some, I guess, lower grades of PGMs in there, which is quite interesting. And there's a lot of speculation. Listen, if you are contrarians, if you're a contrarian investor, things like nickel have got to be on the forefront of your mind, but also those PGMs, platinum palladiums, given we're seeing increased demand for more hybrid vehicles, not necessarily fully electric vehicles. Obviously, hybrids require a lot more palladium and platinum, those type of metals. I guess just out of curiosity, those grades, they're there, not exceptionally high grade by any means, but does that have any, influence on your exploration here?
Yeah. So, I mean, with these magmatic nickel sulfide systems, they can often be zoned. So your metallogeny separates. So you end up with a nickel rich portion and a copper PGE rich portion. So, I mean, based on our first drill hole, it seems that we have been hitting the nickel rich portion. So there is every potential and every opportunity that if we drill elsewhere deeper down or outboard of what we've seen, we actually intersect the higher grade copper portion, which is often the part that carries the PGE mineralization as well. So the way these things form, the PGE separates out with the copper and you end up with a nickel rich zone and a copper rich zone. So, I mean, really, yeah, the potential is there to really upgrade those copper and PGE grades on this property. We've seen, as you said, we've seen traces of it. We've seen hints of it. The grade is good. So really, it's a case of adding to the size and scale of those PGE grades. And hopefully we get enough there, which is a meaningful byproduct on this property.
Okay. You're sitting at about a $4 million market cap. Here, yeah. You are raising 1.4. I mean, obviously, anybody would want to raise as much as they possibly can. I mean, how are you managing, this financing and also being wary of dilution here?
Yeah, so I mean, the company is still fairly tightly structured. So at the moment, we're sitting at just over 56 million outstanding shares. We've still got our very supportive shareholder base with a couple of big groups backing us, Plethora. We've still got cash in the bank at the moment, so we're still sitting at around about 700,000 total in the treasury. And with the money that we raise, that will do us over for the rest of this year and help us conduct this drill program going forward. Quite a heavy geophysics program, which is always crucial for this style of mineralization and going forward, trying to chase it and step out and identify more of the nickel copper PG mineralization on the property. So we're getting on all right at the moment. We're obviously working in Quebec near Val-d'Or. So Quebec is a brilliant place to work and a great place to finance. We are heavily supported by the Quebec Exploration Funds, who are already in the company, positioned in the company, and will hopefully be supporting us in this financing as well. So yeah, I'm confident we should get there fairly soon and then be able to be utilizing that money and drilling hopefully June this year.
And before we let you go here, Sam, I got to ask you about Dalhousie, which is the lithium project you have up there in Quebec as well. You've been offered to kind of extend that earn-in agreement. You needed to do $1 million worth of work here within the first 12 months, and forest fires, natural harms have kept that from happening. It sounds like your partners, Globex Mining, understands that, and so they've extended the agreement. You know, I mean, it sounds like this is something this year is going to be kind of one of those make it or break it with that project here. So to kind of talk about what the corporate plan is to make sure you do as best as you can to get that work done.
Yeah, so I mean, Globex were obviously very understanding there, allowing us to extend that that agreement and help us meet the payments by the end of 2024. So, I mean, we identified lithium on the property, high-grade spodumene or lithium-bearing pegmatites, so spodumene-bearing pegmatites, late last year. We haven't really had a chance to follow up on that for obvious reasons. You've got the winter season. It's not the best time of year to be mapping white pegmatites in snow cover.
Camouflage.
Yeah. So, I mean, going forward, we're actually out on the ground at the moment. So the team are conducting some geological mapping and sampling across the property to try and gain a proper understanding of the extent and scale of these newly identified lithium-bearing pegmatites. And I think going forward, based on what we see on the ground and based on the outcomes of that mapping campaign, that will allow us to make the decision on how we advance that project going forward.
Okay. All right. Sam, thanks so much for the update. Best of luck with this financing and getting that closed. Hopefully you and I can catch up later this year after that phase two drill program results are in.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Trevor.
Yep. All right, everybody. That's your update from Infinico Metals. They do trade on the TSX Venture with the symbol INFM.
And be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.